Welcome, everyone, to the inaugural edition of What the Wit. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the town and gown, or the relationship of Wittenberg University and the local residents of Springfield, Ohio. I'm your host, Anthony Fritz, and have with me my co-host,
Javen Landers, and together we'll explore the unique interplay between local residents of Springfield, Ohio,
and the students of Wittenberg University.
Join us as we unravel the stories, challenges, and triumphs that define the intricate relationship between the town and gown.
But what is town and gown? The term town and gown refers to the relationship between a university and the local town residents. In the context of liberal arts universities, the dynamic often involves the interplay between the academic institution and the surrounding community as a whole. The gown represents the academic environment, characterized by students, faculty, and staff, whereas the town obviously represents the local residents and community at large. The relationship can manifest itself in various ways. Liberal arts universities often play a unique role in that they foster intellectual and cultural engagement between the town and gown. Events like lectures, performances, and community outreach programs help to bridge the gap and contribute to a symbiotic relationship where both the university and local residents enrich each other's experiences. However, managing this relationship requires ongoing communication, mutual understanding, and efforts to address any potential conflicts or disparities.
So, sit back, tune in, and let's embark on a journey that captures the heartbeat of this extraordinary town and gown relationship.
As the bells of historic Wittenberg Tower echo through the streets of campus, we delve into the heart of this unique relationship, exploring the challenges, collaborations, and moments that shape this intricate dance between the town and gown. But before we can get into any of that, we need to know, what do people want to know about this? I started with Professor Aaron Hill from the Education Department and just simply asked, what compelled you to listen to this episode and what would make it interesting to you?
What's most interesting to me is what students in Clark County think about Wittenberg, like what their perspectives are on Wittenberg.
So seeing that my son is a local high school student, I got together with a group of his friends outside of school and let's see what they had to say about it. So, what's your name? Tell us a little about yourself.
Hi, this is Sarah. I used to live on Wittenberg's campus. I am a junior at Springfield High School, and my opinion of Wittenberg College students is positive that I've met. There is definitely some social differences between Springfield residents and typical Wittenberg students. Springfield locals, especially around the Wittenberg region, typically tend to be poor, whereas Wittenberg students typically tend to come from families with more money. So it's the classic haves versus have-nots.
Okay, so let's do one more. And what's your name?
I'm Adam. I'm a junior at Springfield High.
Okay, Adam, what is your opinion on Wittenberg College students?
After interacting with some Wittenberg College students in some of my classes, you can tell they aren't from Springfield, but in a good way. They're usually pretty nice.
So how can you tell that they're not from Springfield?
They act kind of differently and have a different demeanor to their whole personality. It's usually a lot nicer.
That's funny. So if you're nice, it's a dead giveaway you're a Wittenberg student. So overall, if you had to collectively gauge the opinion of this group of young prospective college students and their attitude towards Wittenberg University, it would be that students that attend Wittenberg are from a more traditional family, have access to money, and are all nice, at least in comparison to their perspectives of a typical Springfield local. So next, what I'd like to find out is, what is the opinion of a Wittenberg student on a typical Springfield resident or townie that they would encounter on campus?
To get some opinions of this, I went around the Wittenberg campus and found a couple of students that were able to give me some input on what they believed their definitions of what townies are in Springfield, Ohio.
The only time that I ever see townies are usually like on the street or at the grocery store, and low-key, they kind of scare me a little bit.
My opinion on townies is it's all right. I mean, when I see them when I'm out and about, I normally just see them pretty much around campus in the campus houses, in which when seeing them there and stuff like that, it's a little different just because they're living right around the college students, so they're probably dealing with a lot more stuff. And then just talking to a few of them, it seems like they're on the lower income just because those houses are a lot cheaper. So that's a different perspective there. But other than that, my opinion on townies or hearing of townies is not much different than they're just pretty much the same as us, just trying to live their life.
I think my opinion of townies is, you know, I know a couple in school, there's a couple on my team, and the ones I know are, you know, seem like pretty good people, seem like, you know, what I'm used to. But I've also heard some people say that, you know, townies can have some, you know, bad reputations and stuff like that. But from my experience, I feel like, you know, townies are good people.
Okay. Tony, you're from Springfield.
Yes, sir.
So what is your opinion of Wittenberg students as growing up here, but then also being a Wittenberg student?
So I was born on the south side of Springfield. And when I was around my teenage years, like 13, 14, my family moved near Wittenberg's campus. This is like the mid-90s, long time ago. So at the time, like right where the dorms are now, the tall tower dorms, behind them, there was no parking lot and there were no newer buildings. What was there was a whole row of basketball courts. They would get basically taken over in the summer by like Springfield locals that would go down there and play basketball. And it was really, it was wild. So let me just stop and begin to try to explain what it was like back then at a basketball court in the summer. It was a totally different scene. Like, so it was almost like a giant party. I mean, there were people playing on a basketball court, and then surrounded by that was like just a crowd of people with cars blaring music, people drinking. It was like a massive party with people watching a basketball game. Like, it was a totally different vibe in the 90s in the summer at a basketball court than it is in 2023. Just like crazy street basketball games. Wittenberg, you know, a lot of students would be out there watching and whatnot. And what's crazy at the time I was out there, I was like 14, 15 years old, and these were, you know, grown men playing, but I was out there with them. So it led to me like developing relationships with Wittenberg students at the time, because they were like, who is this crazy kid out here with all these people? And for me at the time, that was good because I didn't have a lot of positive influence in my life. So it was good to see people that young kids that were, you know, maybe a little bit older than me, but still within my peer group age, that were making responsible decisions. And so that was good for me. My current opinion on Wittenberg College students has obviously changed a lot since I was a teenager, but it's still very positive. I interact on a daily basis with a lot of young kids, Wittenberg students, that are making great decisions and doing a lot to impact the local community, like all the teacher candidates that are in the education department that work in the local schools. The university and locals do kind of co-depend on each other. Could use the education department as an example. All the kids that are in school in Wittenberg's education department are in a program where they're getting access to all these local schools to learn how to teach. You know, not a lot of other schools have that. And it's very valuable when you go out into the real world to seek for a job, to be able to say, look, these are the schools that I've taught in. Goes back to what we said, the codependence on one each other is there. Sometimes it just can be hard to see. For What the Wit, we've been your hosts, Tony Fritz and
Javen Landers.
Thanks for listening.